By the end of this episode, I promise to give you three powerful examples of completely unique podcast niches that can catapult your online service business. This is Start Your Podcast for Introverts, the podcast where we help ambitious introverts start and grow a profitable podcast as a catalyst to supercharge the growth of their online service business. My name is Sasha Braham and I'm your podcast coach. Imagine your online service business as a karaoke bar that exclusively features songs by Adele. While you might not belt out tunes from Taylor Swift, The Beatles, or Drake, for those rolling in the deep and chasing pavements, your karaoke bar will be their Skyfall sanctuary. So set fire to the rain with your niche and watch your business become a hello haven in the world of pop melodies. Apologies for my singing, but this is the episode for you if you want to avoid feeling like you're excluding people when using your podcast to sell your thing. Do you know what? I have to admit, as an ex-English language teacher, I can't lie that I'm really proud of the hook that you heard at the beginning of this show. It's so cringe, but I literally love it. I cannot lie. The nerd in me really geeked out over the metaphors in there. You'll get to know me that I am such a nerd and I love it. I literally love it. Anyway, you're not here for that. You are here to hear why niching down for your online service, yes, does exclude people, but for the best way. Let me give you an analogy. I don't know if this is a UK phrase, but we have a phrase that says a jack of all trades and a master of none. So let me give you an analogy. Let's imagine you've been having some electrical problems in your home and it's been going on for a couple of days now and you don't feel comfortable. So you need to get it sorted as soon as possible because you've got a birthday celebration happening at the weekend and everything has to go perfectly. You know that your next door neighbor, two doors down, is a tradesman. And you've heard that he's done some work with plumbing. You know that he fixes somebody's fence and he's helped diagnose a problem with your car a little while ago. And if you remember correctly, he does some electrical work. You need this issue sorted as soon as possible. And you're faced with an issue. If you go and speak to your neighbor two doors down, he may help you. He may patch things up. But Jack is what I would consider a jack of all trades. He knows a little bit about lots of different things, but he's a master of none. Now, whilst that might seem a little bit harsh, he's not an electrician. He doesn't only work with electrics. You could take a chance of going with Jack, or you could get a specialist, somebody who only works with electrics. Somebody who can know your problem, diagnose your issue, know what parts might be needed, fix the electrics in your house, and that means you can have your party on the weekend and there'll be no issues. Going to Jack, you can't guarantee that because he may know some, but is he efficiently going to diagnose what's happening in the house? Is he going to know the specific part that needs to be bought to fix the issue? Is he going to fix the part quickly? Or is he going to fumble around maybe reading a manual or having to YouTube how to fix X part? Linking back to your podcast, you could be like Jack and just talk about many different things. And of course, there's a place for that. Jack might be cheaper or he's local or he's your friend. But you don't want to be like Jack. You want to be a master of your skill, of your niche. You want somebody to know that you are an expert in your niche, that there is no other logical place to go other than your podcast to get your specialist expertise in knowing exactly what the issue might be, exactly how to overcome this problem, exactly what your experience is that might help. You need somebody to think like that about you and your podcast. And we see this in all areas of our life. And maybe we might not even be conscious of it. Let's imagine we're hosting an event and you really want to impress these people and you might want to get some cheese. You could go to your local supermarket where they might do your traditional cheddars, mozzarellas, red Leicester. Or you could go to a deli where they are going to have every cheese known to man The person behind the counter is going to be an expert at knowing what cheese to have with what wine, knowing what complements the cheese, when to serve the cheese, whether it be warm or cold. It's not that you're excluding the supermarket, because yes, that has its place, but you want to impress these people. So on the surface level, my podcast audience are entrepreneurs. But I niche down even more by saying it's for online service providers. I niche down again by saying start a podcast to grow your online service. I niche down again by focusing on strategies and mindset, focusing on introverts. That doesn't mean to say if somebody is an introvert but they have a products business, that's not going to be relevant. That also doesn't mean that somebody who's an extrovert can't take value from what I'm saying. But my audience, most of the people listening to this show, are going to be introverted online service providers who want to start a podcast. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment. But first, I've got a question for you. Are you an introvert online service provider who wants to grow your show and you love the idea of starting a podcast because needing to go live on social media literally makes you squirm? Well, imagine if there was a way you could leverage your time, effort, and energy by starting your very own podcast by the end of this week. So you might have questions on what would it be on? What am I going to talk about? What expertise do I have? What do I know? These are common worries that other people have when they're about to start their podcast journey, even me. So I can help you out. I can send you a list of 50 podcast ideas and topics that are killing it in 2024. And I'm giving this away to you completely, completely free. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes, follow the steps, and that will be in your inbox within the next 30 minutes. So you can get your creative juices flowing by the end of today. All right, back to the episode. I also want to caveat that by saying there could be so many reasons why somebody wants to start a podcast, such as offering information or education, entertainment, building a community, awareness or advocacy, raising money, preserving a culture, community support or mental or physical health support. Let me give you three examples of very, very niche down ideas for somebody who might be interested in creating a podcast. Of course, this might not be something that resonates to you specifically, but it's not just to be used as an idea of how niche down somebody might choose to go that could inspire some ideas for you. So take the first one, cryptocurrency for gamers. Imagine a podcast that bridges the gap between cryptocurrency enthusiasts and gamers. This niche down podcast could explore how gamers can earn, spend, or invest in various cryptocurrencies within the gaming ecosystem. They could discuss the rise of blockchain-based games to interviewing developers, creating crypto-powered gaming platforms. This podcast would cater to a unique intersection of interests, helping gamers navigate the world of digital currency while leveling up their financial literacy. The aim of this podcast could simply be learning and education. Here's another one, minimalist parenting. Of course, there's many, many parenting podcasts where we might hear advice. This podcast might stand out because it's focusing exclusively on minimalist parenting techniques, targeting families who literally aspire to simplify their family's life and their family dynamic. This podcast could also offer practical tips for things such as decluttering their home, fostering meaningful connections with their children through intentional activities, promoting mindfulness in a consumer-driven society. This podcast's aim could be about creating a supportive community by addressing the challenges and rewards of minimalist parenting. The third idea could be eco-conscious travel hacking. And this podcast could cater to travelers who are passionate about exploring the world while minimalizing their environmental footprint, from sharing tips on eco-friendly accommodation, sustainable transportation options, to highlighting destinations that might appeal to their audience. So this podcast might focus on empowering listeners to travel responsibly, sustainability and environmental footprint, but also where can they go, travel ideas. The aim of this podcast might be awareness, it could be advocacy, or growing a community of likewise travelers. Let's summarize today's episode. Why initially some people might assume that niching down means you're excluding a potential audience, but a mindset shift might be about you being a specialist, the go-to person, the expert, the only person that would make sense to somebody who's looking for whatever it is you're selling. The possibilities are endless. If you have a unique talent, unique interest, the chances are there's going to be other people like you who like the same thing or think the same way. That doesn't mean everybody else don't agree with some elements of what you've got to say or what you want your podcast to be about or what your online service is. But there's going to be a community out there who haven't yet met one another, who are literally waiting for you to start a podcast, or people out there who are so desperate for a community of people who think like them or who want the same things as them or who enjoy the same things as them and are literally waiting for somebody like you to create that community. I've enjoyed spending some time with you guys today. Thanks for listening to me, and I can't wait to spend more time with you in the next episode. Bye for now. This is Start Your Podcast for Introverts, the podcast where we help ambitious introverts start and grow a profitable podcast as a catalyst to supercharge the growth of their online service business. My name is Sasha Braham, and I'm your podcast coach.